last year, there was over 16,000 people who died from painkillers and over 3,800 people who died from heroin overdose. This is over 20,000 people that die every year just from overdose.
Avi Israel is very passionate about drug abuse. In 2011, he lost his 20-year-old son, Michael, who took his own life while addicted to painkillers. Israel speaks publicly to help stem the drug abuse epidemic. In recent weeks, he's been speaking out about a rash of heroin or fentanyl overdoses. But Israel says if first responders are allowed to use a $10 shot of Narcan, a life could be saved.
All of Western New York is the capital of New York State when it comes to opiates. We have more opiate pills in Western New York or any other part of the state. I would like to see every municipality from the shores of Lake Erie to the beaches of the Atlantic get together and decide that, you know what, we're going to carry naloxone because we're going to put a stop to killing our future. And this is exactly what's happening. A lot of these people who are overdosing and dying are the future of this state. And we just let them die.
Late last week, the Erie County Health Department issued an advisory to its first responders and emergency departments to administer Narcan if they encounter a heroin overdose. County Health Commissioner Dr. Gal Burstein tells WBFO News the health department is looking into the use of intranasal or an injection of Narcan.
And this is really a non-judgmental intervention. I mean, we know that, you know, using heroin is an undesirable behavior. It's illegal. It's risky. There are other health risks associated, like transmission of HIV or hepatitis C. So this is not going to solve that problem. What this will solve is, you know, helping to people from dying who may overdose.
Burstein says at this point she believes some emergency medical technicians have access to the drug. 20 people died in the last 3 months of 2013 in the county from a heroin or fentanyl overdose. Burstein stressed drug users buying on the streets don't know what they're getting.
It could be heroin laced with fentanyl. It could be heroin laced with something else. So again, it's not a legal substance. It's not regulated by the FDA or the DEA. So people have no idea what they're getting. And even if they have the same supplier and they think they're buying the same supply, it's not a sure bet. And so unfortunately, we're seeing people, especially with this new heroin that's available, that's laced with fentanyl, overdosing because they're not really sure what they're taking.
Israel says he met last year with the city of Buffalo to encourage use of Narcan by city first responders. Buffalo police spokesman Mike DeGeorge says city police officers do not use the drug at this time. But DeGeorge tells WBFO News the city is working on a plan and expects to make an announcement soon on rolling it out. However, DeGeorge says any plan would need a legal review, testing, and training of its officers. DeGeorge called it a multi-step process that can't be rolled out in one day. Commissioner Burstein noted that the use of Narcan won't solve the heroin addiction problem, but it could prevent deaths. Israel says in the city of Quincy, Massachusetts, they've been using the drug the past few years and have saved about 1,100 lives. Israel says he believes Narcan should be placed in the hands of all first responders. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.